Warning, this content is brought to you by an eccentric mind of Ted Lee. Our podcast is your gateway to a world of education, where we not only explore the wonders of science, but also inspire self-improvement and liberate minds from the shadows cast by the deep state. Join us on this transformative journey as we unravel mysteries, challenge conventions, and empower you to shatter the chains of conformity imposed by the status quo. This is Reptilian Studios, and listener discretion is advised.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another educative episode brought to you by Reptilian Studios. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we'll learn about dark matter, plasma physics, condensed matter, relativity, dark matter, and quantum entanglement. Now, there are probably millions of ways you can learn these things, but we at Reptilian Studios are bringing you the simplified version for all the science lovers out there so that everybody can understand it. I hope you enjoy today's episode. And if you do, make sure to follow and share this podcast, and follow us on Patreon at Reptilian Studios. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. What is dark matter? Imagine looking at the night sky full of stars. You can see the stars, planets, and galaxies because they give off light or reflect light from stars. But there's something else out there that we can't see directly, and that's dark matter. Dark matter is a substance that scientists think makes up a large part of the universe, even though we can't see it with telescopes or other instruments. It doesn't emit, absorb, or reflect light, which is why it's called dark. Why is dark matter important? Dark matter is crucial because it helps explain many mysteries in space. Here are a few reasons why it's important. Galaxy rotation. When astronomers study how stars move within galaxies, they find something strange. Stars at the edges of galaxies move much faster than expected based on the amount of visible matter in those galaxies. Dark matter helps explain this faster movement, as its gravitational pull affects the star's motion. Gravitational lensing. Dark matter's presence can bend light, a phenomenon called gravitational lensing. This bending of light helps scientists map where dark matter might be in space, even though we can't see it directly. Formation of structures. Dark matter played a significant role in the formation of structures in the universe, like galaxies and galaxy clusters. Its gravitational pull helped pull matter together, leading to the creation of these cosmic structures. What is dark matter made of? Despite its name, dark matter isn't dark in the sense of being evil or mysterious. It's just called that because it doesn't interact with light. Scientists have some theories about what dark matter might be made of. WIMPs. One theory suggests dark matter is made of weakly interacting massive particles, WIMPs. These particles would interact very weakly with normal matter, which is why they're hard to detect. Actions. Another theory proposes that dark matter could consist of actions, which are hypothetical particles with very low mass. Other exotic particles. There are other exotic particle candidates that scientists are exploring, such as sterile neutrinos and gravitinos, which could also make up dark matter. How do scientists study dark matter? Since dark matter doesn't emit or reflect light, it's challenging to study directly. Scientists use indirect methods to learn about dark matter. Observing galaxies. By studying the movement of stars and galaxies, astronomers can infer the presence of dark matter based on its gravitational effects. Gravitational lensing. As mentioned earlier, dark matter's gravitational lensing effect can help scientists map where it might be located. Particle colliders. Physicists conduct experiments in particle colliders like the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, to try and create or detect dark matter particles indirectly. Why haven't we detected dark matter yet? Despite years of research, detecting dark matter directly has proven to be a significant challenge. Here are some reasons why. Weak interactions. Dark matter, if it's made of particles like WIMPs, interacts very weakly with normal matter. This makes it hard to detect using conventional methods. Invisible to light. Since dark matter doesn't emit, absorb, or reflect light, we can't see it with telescopes or other optical instruments. Complex nature. Dark matter's exact nature is still unknown. It could be made of various types of particles, each with its unique properties, making detection even more difficult. Conclusion. Dark matter remains one of the most intriguing mysteries in astrophysics. While we can't see it directly, its presence is essential for explaining the structure and behavior of the universe on a large scale. Scientists continue to study dark matter using innovative methods, hoping to unlock its secrets and deepen our understanding of the cosmos. The quantum entanglement, a simple explanation. Quantum entanglement is a fascinating idea in the world of physics. It's like a special connection that can exist between particles, even when they're far apart. Let's dive into what this means and why it's important. Imagine you have two tiny particles, let's call them particle A and particle B. Now, according to classical physics, the kind of physics we learn in school, these particles should behave independently of each other. If you do something to particle A, it shouldn't directly affect particle B. However, in the quantum world, things can get weirdly connected. Quantum entanglement happens when two particles become linked together in such a way that the state of one particle instantly influences the state of the other, no matter how far apart they are. This connection happens instantly, which is mind-boggling. For example, let's say particle A and particle B are entangled. If you change the spin, a property of particles, or of particle A, particle B's spin will change too, even if it's on the other side of the universe. This spooky connection is what Einstein famously called spooky action at a distance. Now, why is quantum entanglement important? It's crucial for a few reasons. Quantum computing, entanglement is at the heart of quantum computing, a cutting-edge technology that uses quantum properties to perform tasks much faster than classical computers. In quantum computers, bits, the basic units of information, can be entangled, allowing for complex calculations and problem-solving. Quantum communication, entanglement can also be used for secure communication. Since the state of one entangled particle instantly affects the state of the other, any attempt to intercept or eavesdrop on the communication would disrupt the entanglement, alerting the sender and ensuring secure transmission of information. Quantum mechanics insights, studying entanglement has led to profound insights into the nature of quantum mechanics itself. It challenges our classical intuition and helps us understand the strange and fascinating behavior of particles at the quantum level. Quantum entanglement experiments. Scientists have performed remarkable experiments demonstrating quantum entanglement. For instance, they've entangled particles across large distances, tested entanglement's influence on time, and explored entanglement's role in the phenomenon of quantum teleportation, not the sci-fi kind, but the transfer of quantum information. However, despite its potential and importance, quantum entanglement also raises philosophical questions and challenges our understanding of reality. It suggests a deep interconnectedness in the fabric of the universe that goes beyond our everyday experience. To summarize, quantum entanglement is a mind-bending phenomenon where particles become mysteriously connected, influencing each other's states instantaneously regardless of distance. This property has significant implications for technology, communication, our understanding of quantum mechanics, and even our philosophical views of the universe. So next time you hear about quantum entanglement, remember that it's not just a concept from science fiction, it's a real and powerful aspect of the quantum world that continues to amaze and intrigue scientists around the globe. Understanding relativity, a simple explanation. Relativity is a big idea in physics that talks about how time, space, and motion work together. It was first explained by a famous scientist called Albert Einstein. Imagine you're on a train moving at a steady speed. Inside the train, everything feels normal. You can walk around, drink your tea, and read a book without any problems. But if someone watches you from outside the train, they might notice something interesting. From outside, they see you and the train moving together. But they also notice that the train is moving, too. It's like being in a moving car and looking out the window at the world rushing by. Einstein realized that this idea can change how we think about time and space. He said that time and space are not always the same for everyone. They can change depending on how fast you're moving. For example, if you're in a rocket ship zooming through space very fast, time actually goes slower for you compared to someone who is not moving as fast. This might sound strange, but it's true. This idea is called time dilation. Another cool thing about relativity is that it connects space and time together. Before Einstein, scientists thought of space and time as separate things. But relativity shows that they are part of the same thing called space-time. Why is relativity important? Well, it helps us understand the universe better. It explains things like why GPS satellites need to adjust their clocks because they move differently in space compared to us on Earth. Without relativity, our GPS systems wouldn't work accurately. Relativity also plays a big role in understanding how stars and galaxies move in space. It helps us study the universe on a large scale. There are two main types of relativity: special relativity and general relativity. Special relativity talks about how things change when they move at very high speeds, close to the speed of light. General relativity goes further and explains how gravity affects space and time. In everyday life, we don't notice the effects of relativity because we move at much slower speeds than what relativity talks about. But in the world of particles, stars, and galaxies, relativity is super important. To sum it up, relativity is a big idea that shows us how time, space, and motion are connected. It helps us understand the universe and how things move in it. Without relativity, many of the things we take for granted in modern science wouldn't make sense. So next time you hear about Einstein and his theories, remember that he opened up a whole new way of looking at the world. It's like putting on glasses that let us see things we never could before. What is condensed matter? Condensed matter is a branch of physics that studies the behavior of materials in their solid and liquid states. In simpler terms, it's all about how stuff like metals, plastics, and liquids act and why they do what they do. Imagine you have a cup of water and a metal spoon. Condensed matter physics helps us understand why the water stays in the cup and why the metal spoon feels cold when you touch it. Now, let's dive a bit deeper into why condensed matter physics is important. Understanding everyday materials, have you ever wondered why rubber stretches or why glass shatters differently from metal? Condensed matter physics helps answer these questions, which are essential for designing new materials for everyday use. Technology development. Many technologies we use daily, like computers, smartphones, and medical devices, rely on materials whose properties we understand through condensed matter physics. For instance, the tiny transistors in your phone's microchips work because of our understanding of how electrons move in materials. Energy solutions. The search for more efficient batteries, solar panels, and energy storage devices involves studying condensed matter physics. By understanding how materials conduct electricity or capture sunlight, scientists can develop cleaner and more sustainable energy solutions. Health and medicine, from MRI machines to drug delivery systems, advancements in healthcare often depend on materials developed through condensed matter research. For example, MRI machines use superconducting materials to generate strong magnetic fields essential for imaging. Environmental impact. Condensed matter physics also contributes to environmental efforts. For instance, understanding how pollutants interact with soil or water helps develop better filtration systems and pollution cleanup methods. Now, let's look at some key concepts in condensed matter physics. Phases of matter. Condensed matter includes solids, liquids, and some types of gases. Understanding how these phases change under different conditions, like temperature or pressure, is crucial. For example, why does ice melt into water when heated? Atomic arrangement, the way atoms are arranged in a material affects its properties. For instance, metals have a regular atomic structure that allows electrons to move freely, making them good conductors of electricity. Quantum mechanics, at the atomic and subatomic levels, particles behave according to quantum mechanics. Condensed matter physicists study quantum phenomena like superconductivity, zero electrical resistance, and quantum entanglement, linked behavior between particles. Materials characterization. Scientists use various techniques, such as microscopy and spectroscopy, to study materials at the atomic and molecular levels. This helps determine properties like strength, conductivity, and magnetic behavior. Emergent properties. Sometimes, materials exhibit unexpected properties when combined or under specific conditions. These emergent properties, like magnetism in certain materials or superfluidity, flowing without friction, in liquids, are exciting areas of research. In summary, condensed matter physics is essential for understanding and manipulating materials in our everyday lives. From developing new technologies to addressing environmental challenges and advancing healthcare, this field plays a crucial role in shaping the world around us. What is plasma physics? Plasma physics is a branch of science that deals with a special state of matter called plasma. Now, what's this the plasma thing? Well, think of it like a super-hot soup of charged particles, stuff like electrons and ions. When you heat up a solid, it becomes a liquid, and if you heat it more, it turns into a gas. Keep heating that gas, and it transforms into a plasma. So, plasma is kind of like the fourth state of matter, after solid, liquid, and gas. Now, why is plasma physics important? Let's dive into that. Firstly, plasmas are everywhere in the universe. The stars, like our sun, are giant balls of plasma. Lightning is a form of plasma. Even the fluorescent lights in your home contain plasma. Understanding plasma helps us understand these natural phenomena better. Secondly, plasma has some cool properties that we can use to our advantage. For example, plasma conducts electricity really well. That's why plasma TVs can display images so vividly. Also, plasma can generate intense heat, making it useful in things like welding and cutting metals. In science, we create plasmas in laboratories to study them. This helps us learn more about how stars work and how fusion reactions can produce energy. Fusion is what powers the sun, and if we can control it, it could provide a nearly limitless source of clean energy for us here on Earth. Plasma physics is also vital in space exploration. Understanding how plasmas behave in space helps us design better spacecraft and protect them from the harsh conditions of outer space. So, to sum it up, plasma physics is all about studying this hot, electrically charged state of matter called plasma. It's important because plasmas are everywhere in the universe, they have unique properties we can use, and studying them helps us in fields like energy production, space exploration, and even everyday technology like TVs and lights. In short, plasma physics is like unlocking the secrets of the universe's most electrifying state of matter, and it's pretty cool stuff. Now, what are neutrinos? Neutrinos are tiny, nearly weightless particles that are often called ghost particles because they hardly ever interact with other matter. They are part of what we call the standard model of particle physics, which is like a big map showing all the different types of particles in the universe. Imagine you have a family tree with grandparents, parents, and children. In the world of particles, neutrinos are like distant cousins that hardly ever visit or talk to the rest of the family. They are very shy and don't like to get involved in anything happening around them. These ghostly particles are incredibly small, even smaller than atoms. They have no electric charge, which means they are not influenced by electromagnetic forces like light or magnetism. Because of this, they can pass through matter, including solid objects like buildings or even the whole Earth, without being stopped or slowed down. Now, you might wonder why we care so much about these elusive neutrinos if they're so hard to catch and study. Well, despite their mysterious nature, neutrinos play a crucial role in the universe and are essential for our understanding of how things work on a fundamental level. One of the reasons neutrinos are important is their connection to the sun. Inside the sun, nuclear reactions produce vast numbers of neutrinos every second. By studying these neutrinos, scientists can learn more about the sun's inner workings and how it generates energy. Neutrinos also come from other celestial sources, such as exploding stars called supernovae and distant galaxies. By detecting these extraterrestrial neutrinos, astronomers can study cosmic events and phenomena that would otherwise be invisible to telescopes. On Earth, neutrinos are produced in nuclear reactors and particle accelerators. Scientists use these man-made neutrinos to conduct experiments and learn more about the fundamental forces and particles that make up the universe. One of the fascinating things about neutrinos is that they come in three different flavors: electron neutrinos, muon neutrinos, and tau neutrinos. Each flavor is associated with a different type of charged particle: electron, muon, tau. Neutrinos can change from one flavor to another as they travel through space, a phenomenon known as neutrino oscillation. This ability to change flavors has important implications for our understanding of particle physics. By studying neutrino oscillations, scientists can probe the properties of neutrinos and potentially uncover new physics beyond the standard model. Neutrinos also have implications for astrophysics and cosmology. For example, their presence in the early universe played a role in shaping the distribution of matter and the formation of galaxies and galaxy clusters. In addition to their scientific importance, neutrinos have practical applications. For instance, they are used in medical imaging techniques to study the interior of the human body and diagnose diseases like cancer. In summary, neutrinos may be ghostly and elusive, but they are incredibly important for our understanding of the universe. From shedding light on the sun's energy production to revealing secrets about the early universe, neutrinos are key players in the cosmic drama of particles and forces. So next time you hear about these ghostly particles, remember that even though they may be hard to catch, they hold the key to unlocking some of the universe's deepest mysteries. That would be all for today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you learned something along the way. We recommend you to join our Patreon, where you'll be able to learn more and join our community. There are countless benefits, such as free books written by our founder and CEO Ted Lee, along with songs, short stories, behind-the-scenes content, insights into upcoming projects such as films and documentaries, and more. If black and white movies are your thing, we post them daily on our YouTube channel. We would appreciate it if you would check it out. Thank you for listening. This was Ryan, signing out.